Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for being here with us. This is your first week with us. Welcome. If this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. And what do you get when you make a, I guess, a movie, I'm putting that in air quotes, based around... Based loosely on a collection of songs from group that I never want to listen to. You get this. Nightmare. This is terrible.
We had a couple movies in mind, but we needed something that was truly maddening.
No singing. I swear to God. Singing in the next movie.
So
I beg of you.
I looked up. We were looking at a bunch of movies. We had a couple in mind. We had the Keats.
All Diane of them Keaton. Terrible. Yeah, all of them terrible.
And
don't worry.
What was the other one?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
We had the Keats and we had that Maid of Honor one. We were thinking about that when we were trying to find. We stumbled across Mamma Mia, okay? So I clicked on whatever and I was so excited because it was streaming. But I didn't realize that we were watching the sequel until we were 50 minutes in. And James said, I am not starting over on a new
that's
movie.
What, yeah, she's like, oh, we have to start over and started going to the other one. I said, are you out of your fucking mind? I put 50 minutes into this. There's no way I'm watching a Mamma Mia and a half. That's not happening. Not even close. No fucking way.
This one is going to be extra special because we have never seen either of them.
No.
So we didn't know that this was a sequel.
Well, I thought it was weird because in the beginning I even said, Jesus Christ, they just jump right into it. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I don't know where we are. There's no location, no year. I don't know who these people are. Were we a half hour into the movie?
Okay.
I thought the two women were the same person. I didn't even realize it was supposed to be a
Okay.
I had no clue what was happening.
Stop. It's because it was art.
It's not art.
So thank you for being here with us to experience these movies and these stories and tales in painful and excruciating detail. Thank you for your Apple Podcast reviews. Thank you for your Patreon donations. Thank you for being you. Okay,
absolutely.
So last week we watched...
Oh, do you want to give up the new schedule?
No.
No?
No, we'll do it at the end.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, stay tuned for new schedule.
I want to get into this.
We'll tease it.
This week, Crossroads...
Last week,
we did Crossroads with Britney Spears, Free Britney. And we also got introduced to Robert De Niro as Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I so badly want somebody to draw Robert De Niro's face on a Britney Spears outfit.
Yeah.
I don't care which one. It could be Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, we're looking for that
one. Could be
one.
Toxic. That's
the one. No,
but
no.
You
toxic.
Don't think
The one is the one.
The glitter
one, doesn't matter. Michael Jordan's silhouette is him jumping through the air with the air, you know, with his legs out.
Okay, so Britney Spears has always Hit Me Baby One More
Time.
That's
her silhouette. She can be something different, but I mean, it's one of those things. It's
I understand.
That's her.
That's her wrestling character.
That's her
silhouette.
Snap. Yeah. Hulk Hogan always wears yellow shorts and red knee pads, and no matter what, that's what happens. So it's just that's their snapshot.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So we want Robert De Niro's face on Britney Spears in the Hit Me Baby One More Time video.
Yes.
With the pigtails.
Absolutely. With a look like he's really
If he could be blowing a bubble, that would be great.
Something.
Like
that's
a gum
fine.
Bubble.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Good.
So anyway, that's a thing.
Yeah.
If you know how to draw, do that.
Please do that. That'll help a lot.
Anyway, this week we watched Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
Yeah,
I don't know
sequel.
How we watched the sequel.
Before we watched
well,
the first
no,
one.
James, this was like Godfather 2.
I guess there's a lot of flashbacks.
There was a lot of flashbacks.
Is the first one like that? Is Meryl Streep dead in the first one?
No, I think Meryl Streep is alive.
Oh, I think Meryl Streep only was going to do one scene in this movie, and that's the one she did. And she's like, "I'm not doing the whole fucking thing."
Well, because they have to get
we'll kill her.
They have to get Meryl Streep in there, but yeah. Maybe she was like, "I'm not available," but
yeah,
I will
not,
do it.
I'm not doing a whole sequel here.
No, I feel like Meryl would be.
I win Oscars.
I feel like she would be generous.
She wasn't. They had a picture of her. That's Meryl Streep's.
No, she was singing.
For
she
one
sang
scene.
At the end.
She had one scene. That's
okay.
It.
Anyway,
it
this
was
is.
Cher was in it more, and she didn't even come in until 1:40 into the fucking movie.
I know, a regret. We should have had her the whole movie.
I guess.
If I could turn back time, I would not watch Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
But this was bad.
I figured this would be funnier because we haven't seen either of the Mamma Mias, so we have a lot of questions of the Mamma Mia lore that I'm sure are probably answered in the first one. So
the Mamma Mia universe, I'm sure, has a lot of but it's,
unanswered questions.
We're gonna everything we say, we're gonna go, I wonder if that was set up in the first one, or a lot of this is just is this a continuation or a new storyline?
I seriously was ready to rent it or figure out what was going on with Mamma Mia, the movie, I turned and I looked at him because I was about to like click out and do that, and he says, "I am not."
It's not happening. No, I put my foot down. I said, "I am not."
And that
I
was,
am not watching another movie. She went right back to it. Sarah will try to convince me of anything. That's the thing. She'll talk me into it eventually, but once in a while, I'll just have a tone where she knows this isn't going to happen.
I didn't want to watch it either.
And I was just being the voice of reason that was telling you it was okay.
I was trying to be a perfectionist. I didn't want to do it. And then you just said, "You're not." So I was neither am I then.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Not a thing.
If I don't have to.
Nope.
Well, because I was like, well, that's not going to make any sense because we haven't even seen the first one.
No.
So, Mamma Mia, here we go again.
And I
said, you said, what do you mean, here we go again?
That's because when we paused it, the title came up and it said, Mamma Mia, here we go again. And I'm like, why would they call a first movie, Here We Go Again? This is a fucking sequel.
And I thought it was like the ABBA song. I was like, Here I Go Again.
No,
and
no.
I thought that they were like making that. And then didn't realize that it was a sequel name because I didn't even know they made a sequel.
Who the fuck? Of course not. Who knows? Who would do that? Who makes one movie about ABBA songs? What is happening? What's going on? Why not anybody else? Why isn't there a Bee Gees song movie or Ace of Base, for Christ's sake? Why don't we have that?
Oh, yeah, Ace of Base.
That's
is
what
good.
I want. Yeah, yeah, let's do that. Let's have that going on. They're from some fucking weird country, too.
Anyway.
Let's have that happen. Some Northern
Mamma
European
Mia.
Blonde country.
Here we go again.
Let's
for the first time.
Let's get it on.
2018, 1 hour and 54 minutes.
Long.
But
fucking long. It felt long. It was very long. It was not a short movie. This isn't an in and out fucking affair.
The first Mamma Mia is 1 hour and 49 minutes.
So, they're really getting full of themselves.
They're like, let's extend it. I thought that the Here We Go Again was like, this was like the extended version. Like, I just had no idea what I was in for. Because I was like, well, I know the ABBA song. Like, I know that. And then I was like, I know it's Mamma Mia. Here I go again.
I didn't think to look it up until we paused it and saw the full title. And I looked it up and I went, no, that's a sequel. This is definitely, it could be part three for all we know.
The squeakquel.
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
Mamma Mia, the squeakquel.
Yeah, that's what happened here.
I wish that the chipmunks were in this. Okay. Starring Pierce Brosnan, Amanda Seyfried, Lily James, which I think Lily James is probably young Meryl, featuring Meryl Streep and Cher.
Yeah.
Oh,
briefly.
And the most interesting man in the world.
Very briefly. And then they make Andy Garcia is 75 years old in this movie.
I have a lot of questions about how old people are in this
movie. In this movie, he's 75 years old.
Okay.
Meanwhile, he's like 50 in this movie, not 75 by any stretch.
Okay. IMDb.
60, not 50. Yeah.
We have a lot of questions.
There's a lot.
IMDb.
They'll come up along the way.
5 years after the events of Mamma Mia, 2008. Sophie.
What about the events of Mamma Mia? You say the events of September 11th. You don't say the events of Mamma Mia. That's how I say after the events of September 11th. You don't say of Mamma Mia.
Okay.
What happened at the end of Mamma Mia? Was there a bloodbath that we don't know about? Did somebody spray the fucking dance floor with a machine gun?
Okay. What I can surmise. Okay. Sophie prepares for the grand reopening of the Hotel Belladonna as she learns more about her mother's past. Okay.
So in the first one, I assume Meryl Streep ran this place. This is going to be my assumption.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Fun fact is from Mamma Mia, number one.
Oh, okay. What do we get? Oh, because you looked up the wrong one. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Pierce Brosnan had no idea what the project was about when he signed on.
That I believe.
The producers told him it was being filmed in Greece and Meryl Streep was starring.
Oh, and Brosnan
said
winner.
He would have signed on for anything involving Streep, describing her as that gorgeous blonde I fancied terribly in drama school.
Yeah. Then 10 years later, she's not even in the fucking movie and he's dancing around the fucking ABBA song. Him dancing, the look on his face is like, I'm doing it, right? Yes, it's in my contract. I know. Cheeky. Like, the look on his face was fucking hilarious.
He was so tragic.
He was just like, here I go. Dad's dancing, everybody.
But the funny thing is that it almost had like Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah.
He almost was like winking like, I'm disgusting, but I'm getting paid for this. Like, I'm going to get paid goo gobs of money. And this was arguably the worst movie I've ever seen. And that's probably maybe influenced by the fact that I don't know anything. And it's a sequel.
I have so many questions. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, before I forget, the end of this movie, but I'm not going to give any, there's nothing to give away because there's no plot to this movie.
No.
There is no plot.
No, it's
she
just living
misses
life.
Her boyfriend, but it doesn't really come up that much.
Who's Bond?
And then
their husband.
Oh, is she married?
Yeah, they're married.
Well, then what are they talking about? Then I guess they're married. Figure it out. Anyway, so she sort of misses him, but it doesn't come up that
because
often.
Because I think she got married in the last movie.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So that doesn't come up that often even.
The plot of the movie is that she wants to feel close to her mom since her mom passed.
And then there's a storm when she wants to have a party and then just people come. Who cares? There's no fucking plot.
There was no drama like, stake. Are we still going to have the party?
There's nothing. Okay. There's no stakes in this. But
let's
all three of these guys are like, we're all best friends because we raw dogged the same chick in the same week fucking 25 years ago. What? How is that a basis for friendship? They're not from the same place. They don't know each other any other way. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'm ashamed of this movie. Continue. I feel shame.
Okay.
I'd really do.
Okay. So we meet Amanda Seyfried and we start with the song. And I mean, like, there's no like music buildup. It is cold. Here's Amanda Seyfried and she's singing.
Boom.
Okay?
Oh, she's the
daughter.
Yeah.
The main character.
Very confused. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So what I can surmise about the first movie, just from knowing about the Mamma Mia episode on 30 Rock.
Okay.
Because I've never seen this movie. I just only know references.
We never saw the musical.
We
never went and saw it on stage.
So this girl is planning her wedding, but she's never known who her father is. So she's like, Mom, I'd like to try to get to know my dad.
Hmm.
And then the mom is like, well, it could be one of three people. Like, and she has no idea.
No, because as we saw, she was in very close succession here with all three of these guys.
So
she had quite the week.
I don't know if they ever do a blood test because I feel like that would solve it.
No, they even say at the end of this, like, nah, we're all three of the grandparents. We don't need to figure it out because they were like, should we figure out who's the real grandpa? And they were like, nah, as they were climbing the steps.
Yeah, but like nobody has any curiosity.
No, they're good. They're so happy together. We all raw dog the same chick in 1983. I think this is wonderful.
But like, wouldn't you just be curious?
Yes, normal people would. Normal people wouldn't bust into fucking ABBA tunes with Pierce Brosnan. So this whole movie is not
and
normal.
Most people would be wrong in their lives for not doing that. Okay. No, but like, you guys can have your gentleman's agreement
we're
of,
through
hey,
the looking
listen,
glass here, people.
Whoever turns out to be the winner, it doesn't matter because we're all winners because we just met this girl like a week ago, but that's fine. She's all of our daughter collectively.
Sure.
And I would leave a business meeting in the hands of my twin brother.
Best friends.
I would let my twin brother collect an award for me.
Yeah, for being the best Swedish person. He was just the best. She said just generally being like the best Swede.
And also, if I'm Meryl Streep and all of these men show up, like Stellan Skarsgård and whatever, And Colin, well, Colin Firth, I don't think I'd be upset. And Pierce Brosnan, like, way to go. But, like, I think I would say to Stellan Skarsgård, like, it's not you. Like, you're yeah, not.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Not, sorry, I just remembered.
It's
just,
certainly not you.
I just remembered. I just remembered you're not her dad. We don't want to talk to you anymore.
No, no, no. We don't need that. Yeah, she's, but yeah, you're right. She's singing. It opens up and she's just,
on the bed
and
singing.
I'm like, whoa.
So this should have been our first clue that this Fuck. Is a sequel, but we were like, yeah. wow, it gets right into
I said, damn, she's singing right away. Like, this is no okay. joke. This is wild.
She's sending out invitations. And again, I thought that this movie was, she's planning her wedding. So I thought that this was wedding
yeah,
invitations.
I remember the commercials for Mamma Mia look like there's a wedding happening. I see like, you know, because I thought it kind of went hand in. I thought it was like a companion piece to My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Yeah. And then I heard it was an ABBA thing. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
And
I
then,
just tuned it out of my brain.
So she's talking. She's having a very weird, deep conversation with Andy Garcia. Okay. So she's like, all of these invitations need to go out by, you know, the last shipment. And he's yeah. like, don't worry. I will thank you.
He's like, I will make sure all the invitations are out before the end
I will
of the
even,
day.
I will even lick the envelope individually to make sure will, that all these are signed and sealed.
I will lick the stamp.
Yeah, carefully.
And then he centrally licked every stamp while keeping eye contact with
I
her.
I think what, whoever, like the direction that Andy Garcia was given is like everyone wants to fuck you.
Yeah.
And I mean everyone. And you want to fuck everyone.
Imagine you're this person who's a hotel manager on this island and you're Kevin Costner. Go.
Oh,
and he was
yeah.
like, hello, I am Kevin Costner on an island. I would make love to
because everyone in this movie was very Andy Garcia sexual. And was he in the first movie? Because now I have so many questions.
Beats
because
the fuck out of me.
She seems to know him.
I don't know. I'm more curious of why he's 75 years old in this movie.
Anyway.
Which he's not.
So there's a framed picture of Meryl Streep up at the house. Okay. And like she's very... I hope I've done enough for her. And everybody's like, you have. Like, you're the light of her
She's
life.
She's obsessed with her mother. It's
weird.
This movie, the amount of times where she says, like, why does I have to do it for my mother? Like, she needs to go see somebody. Like, her mm-hmm. husband needs to sit her down and go, this is not fucking normal. Look, your yeah. mother passed away. I know you love her, but you're fucking creeping me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, you're yeah. creeping me out. Everybody's talking about it behind your back. It's creepy. Someone, you need someone
yeah,
in your life
because,
to tell you behind your back, everyone is saying that you're a yeah. fucking lunatic. And these are people that
okay,
love you.
So he says,
you need help.
He says at the beginning of the movie, because Amanda Seyfried, Sophie, and Sky, the husband's name, they
yeah,
get in
yeah.
a fight because he's like, I've been offered a full-time position in New York or London or whatever
yeah,
the
he's,
fuck it
he's
is.
He's training for hotel management or some shit.
But he has received a permanent position, and she's like, oh, I'm here. Like, I can't.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Like,
I can't sell my mother's memory. My mother.
And then she says, like, I want to feel close to my mom, which is lovely. That's a lovely sentiment.
That's great.
But, like, it seems like you had a close relationship with her. Like, I would think that this would be, like.
This is weird.
I think that a more burning question would be, like, I don't care, you know, the fact that the three of you in my life is spectacular, but like, I would like to know which one of you is my dad, just for like,
yeah.
just for curiosity's
sake. Especially
sake.
Since mom's dead now. So
and then I
like,
can ask you for health problems.
Yeah, well, they all seem, I guess, seem pretty healthy. So I don't know, maybe,
I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows if breast cancer
Bill,
runs in the family?
But
we don't know.
Bill, his twin brother.
He looks terrible. He's having a bad time of it. Yeah.
Everybody, anybody who doesn't know that this like world famous sailor, and then they go, whoa, what happened to that
go
guy?
To shit. And they're like, his charisma. And he steps up there and he's like, hello. Like he's just, he looks
Ooh,
like,
what happened
he looks
to
like
Bill?
Fat bastard. And yeah. he's going, hello.
So Amanda Seyfried stops that. So she needs these invitations to go out. And then she goes and she runs back and she rips up one of the invitations, and then she's like, okay, that's good.
Yeah, take them away.
Then she says, don't worry, mom was always late.
Yes, which I don't know what that
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Does that mean that the invitation that you ripped up was something about mom, or is the something, is mom always late? Like, sorry, you're holding up the last shipment. I think that's what
I
it
think
is.
That's what it is, too. She, you know, just... I can't help. I don't want to judge people, even movie people who
oh boy.
Are long dead
okay.
and only seen through flashbacks. But
don't,
I feel
don't,
like mom is very
down.
Irresponsible. Okay. Mom's irresponsible. Okay. Mom, okay. You know what? You're
don't
young
mean
and free.
About Meryl Streep, right?
It's your mom, Meryl Streep, whoever the hell the young Meryl Streep is. Mm-hmm. She is young and free. Do whatever you want. But if you're going to raw dog multiple people in a week, you got to figure out which one of them fucking shot one past the goalie and get in there and tell your fucking kid what's going on. You can't just be like, I'm just a free spirit and we can't do a DNA test because I'm a free spirit. Let's sing an ABBA song. Fuck you. Hmm. You know what I mean?
That
what
does
are we talking
solve many
about?
Many of life's problems. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're going to flash back to a graduation in 1979. Meryl Streep is valedictorian and her speech is an ABBA performance.
Yes.
With Donna and the Dynamos.
So now, she, you know, ages is something we kept trying to think of. So she's 22 in 1979. We'll say.
Yeah, okay.
So she's born in 57 in this movie's world.
Okay.
Okay. In this movie's world, she's born in 57. So she's born before Cher and Fernando have their weekend. So
she's born
before that. She's born in 57. They have their thing in 59. Even though Andy Garcia was only 3 years old at the time. Doesn't matter. We looked it up. But it's
not Andy Garcia.
It's Andy Garcia.
It's Andy Garcia's character. It's Fernando.
Fernando is much fucking older than Andy Garcia.
I know.
I'm sorry. Continue. Fucked that all up. I apologize.
So, James.
What?
Whose valedictorian performance did you prefer?
Brittany.
Young Meryl Streep or Brittany?
Brittany. Brittany didn't sing and she made it short and to the point, which I appreciate. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you,
Brittany. Meryl Streep put on a weird performance about fucking her teachers. It was strange.
Yeah. They kissed the teachers.
Yeah.
I was like, because the teachers don't look like they're in on this.
I think Meryl Streep just is up for whatever is around. Whatever's within arm's reach. I feel like she's bad. Teachers, guy on a boat, dude she runs into on a motorcycle, helps her with a horse. She doesn't care.
A bike promenade out from graduation.
Ball singing.
And then they end on microphones. So this was all a concert.
Yeah, a very elaborately put together concert where she biked like
and
a half a mile through town.
She's also valedictorian, but she's very late.
She's very late. She sat down like, and then they were like, and now we'll hear the speech from the valedictorian, and they announce her, and then she like, you know, comes up to the stage right after she sat down, just pops back up again like fucking, oh, here I am.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'm going to sing a song about banging the teacher.
Okay.
And it was about banging the lady teacher, too.
I do love these 70s outfits.
Yeah. She had pretty cool 70s outfits.
Okay. So 70s Meryl Streep is pissed that her mom didn't go to the graduation concert.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So they go back to her and her friends. They go back to their apartment, which doesn't look bad.
This is
in the 70s.
Young, what's her name, and British Lena Dunham, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Martha May Huvier and British Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Which, that describes them perfectly.
Yeah. Okay, so they go back to the apartment. The apartment doesn't look so bad.
No, it's fine.
And she's like, I gotta get out of here, man.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Like, my mom.
They have a big, giant
huge
porch
balcony
that overlooks the city. It looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they are like. She's super mad because her mom didn't come to her concert, which I would be too. It's like, hey, look, I put on a whole number.
You knew I was going to do a whole number. There was a change. We bicycled through town. I needed you to be here for that.
I kind of needed to at least feel your presence.
It took 3.5 years.
This was a big deal for me.
Yeah, the choreography took 3.5 years. If I wasn't valedictorian, it would have really fucked everything up. Because it was planned for a long time.
So you could have been there.
Yeah.
Back to present day, Amanda Seyfried and her fiancé are planning for something, and he says that he's been offered a job permanently. This becomes a huge fight because she needs to be here.
By the way, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Amanda Seyfried has rebuilt this hotel for her mom in her honor, so she has to be here.
And she just stares at her picture all the time. There's a painting of Meryl Streep up, and this chick just stares at it for like long creepy
periods
of time.
Does she have a relationship with her mom?
Like, I don't know. I feel like she must have. Either that or she's even weirder because she didn't have a relationship, but then she's like, now she's dead. She can't run away from me. I'm going to build, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get close to her.
I have a dark story later on in here that I think we're going to. Oh, but so what? She's like 50. How old is she?
Who?
Meryl Streep.
The Meryl Streep character? Well, if this one was born in 57, so we'll say Meryl Streep just 20 when she was born, right? So 37 to 2000, 70 years old, which makes no sense because that's how old Cher would have been. So this movie makes no fucking sense. This movie's all of the ages are all fucking wrong.
And then the guys in their 50s, and then... Yeah. Stellan Skarsgård's like, I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, I'm in my 50s. Which
and he's like, I might as well be senile.
Yeah.
And so, and then I'm like, okay, well, so was she your age or was she younger than you? Like, are you a pervert, Bill?
But no, they
like,
were all the same age. Here? We saw it. They were all young people. And this movie, I get that this movie's supposed to take place like 2009. I get that it's supposed to take place right after the first movie. There's not supposed to be a 10-year gap in the story. But I'm basing everything on 2009.
Then, yeah, if 2018, you're in your 50s. Then now in 2018 she's 25 and I'm like,
if you're in your 50s and you were born,
we just need somebody to clear this up for us.
If you're in your 50s, you were fucking born in the 50s. If you were born if it's 2009 and you're in your 50s, you were born in the 1950s. So
make it make sense.
At that point, you couldn't have fathered a girl who was fucking born in 19 Oh no, she was that No, I'm sorry. She wouldn't have been born then.
She was born in 1980.
Yeah, she would have. Oh, the Meryl Streep was. Oh, Jesus Christ. So Meryl Streep was born in 57. Okay, well, that lines up. Okay. And then she had, what's her name, in 83, we figured out, right?
No, was it 83? I thought it was like 80.
83, because then she's 25 in 2008. So that makes her.
Okay, 83. Yeah.
So
all right,
we lined that up. But the only one that didn't make sense was Andy Garcia saying, we were together in 1959, and I looked it up, and he was born in 1956. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? How are you banging Cher when you were three?
And congratulations.
In Mexico. I mean, that's good for you. Hats off.
Okay. So the fiance or the husband says, I'll be thinking of you tomorrow. Because he's like, I want this permanent position. And she's like, I need to rebuild this hotel in my mother's honor. Unknown reasons. We don't know if this is a trauma that she is working through.
There's something
because
going on.
She had no relationship with her mom. Or because she has no life other than her mom, and now she has to figure out
maybe
how to live without her.
That's true. You know what we should do is just talk about what we think the first movie is.
That might be a good idea.
Just write the whole first movie.
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like we're piecing the movie together based on this. But we're trying to ask.
But we could
questions.
Be totally wrong too. That's the funny
we're
part.
We're never wrong.
We have no idea
we're
what we're talking about.
We're treating this like this is the first 48.
Yeah. Well, okay. We have to put it together somehow.
So it's song time for the folks at home. This isn't just an ABBA album.
Jesus Christ.
Flashback, and Meryl's friends are there, and they're no.
Where are we? Which
there's a flashback, and then we're back in reality, and we have Martha May Huvier and British Lena Dunham. But now it turns into like when she's older, she looks like Judi Dench.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like a sassy Judi Dench.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't look like. Yeah, she's.
She doesn't look
so.
So when she's younger, she's British Lena Dunham,
absolutely.
And when she's older, she's low rent Judi Dench.
Yeah, it's a. And how
or
long?
Musical theater Judi Dench.
What was it? About 30 minutes into.
She was good.
She was good. About 30 minutes into the movie, after how many times did we go back and forth between the two?
Oh, a lot. That's why it's Godfather 2.
Where at some point, 30 minutes in, I said, "Hold on a second, these." Are these different people? Meaning
James,
young Meryl Streep.
James asked me.
And current, what's her name?
Who the ladies on the car were, in the car were.
Yeah.
And he goes, who
are
these
fucking broads?
And I was like, those are young Meryl Streep's friends. And I'm like, because they have the exact same haircuts. And he was like, what? And
I was
just like, I tried
realize.
To explain it to him. And then I said, did you think that these were just new people? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, no, we've been watching flashbacks.
I thought in my mind, the story was she got off the phone with her husband and he was like, I'm staying in New York. And she was like, shit. And then went and bagged a bunch of guys. That was what I thought happened. I thought she got on a boat with that guy, went over there, and then ended up back at the hotel.
Different actress.
Or it was a flashback to her. They looked the fucking same to me. Who knows? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to it.
Okay.
All I knew was there was ABBA songs.
So
in the
car with Martha May Huvier and Judi Dench, Amanda Seyfried is, you know, going over like, yeah, I mean, you're really going to love the manager. He's a really awesome guy. And that's Andy Garcia.
Yeah, he pops up.
And like, but Martha May Huvier says, are any of your three dads coming? And I'm like, wow. Like, cause yeah, again, like, I thought that I was just watching Mamma Mia 1. And I was like, dang, they just get right fucking into it.
Like, I mean, hey, no exposition here. Let's get down.
The gals get out of the car and Amanda Seyfried is like, listen, this is Andy Garcia. I understand, like, your loins are quaking right now. And the ladies were...
Oh, they were
dripping for Andy Garcia.
What's her name? Said, "Bestill my beating vagina."
Yeah,
that was her line.
Martha May Hubier.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Jesus, lady.
I was
look
just,
at you.
In this movie, everyone is an Andy Garcia sexual.
Yeah, he's got this very slow demeanor. Just turns slowly and says, "Hello."
I think you would fall in love with him, no matter what. I just think that you would. So then we go back to 70s Meryl Streep, and she has told her friends that she must go and travel abroad, and she must, you know, do this stuff, and she must figure out what her life's purpose is and whatever.
Yeah,
her friends are like,
okay,
and then they just pack her bag for her oddly, and then she just goes to
another country. Yeah, they just kind of stuff some shit in a bag, and then she just pops up on a dock, basically. Yeah.
She's
so like, she's
like in France or something.
I'm from another country.
Nobody's answering the bell.
Oh, at the hotel.
At the hotel. So she just goes behind the counter.
Yeah.
And she just wants to grab a key. So this man comes down in a robe and he's like, well, hi, I locked myself out of my room, because he thinks that she works there. And she's like, no. So then they decide to hang out.
Next thing you know.
And they're walking together. And then he's like, oh, can you move your bag? Because, like, I want to hold, like, we should hold hands. Like, what if we hold hands? And she's like, you can just ask me.
Yeah.
And then he's very weird.
You think? His next question is, will you bang me because I'm a virgin?
Yeah. So he wants her to move her bag so he can hold her hand. And then he's like, she's talking about the dreams that she has. And then he's like, that's awesome. Do you want to have sex later? Because, like, this would be my first time. So I'm going to seduce you with an ABBA song.
And
all
literally,
while he's wearing too small of a jacket.
This jacket, how many times did I bring it up over the course while we're watching it? Because it was disturbingly small. It wasn't like, oh, the style is to wear a one size too small. It was a jacket for a 7-year-old child that they put on a 6-foot-1 man. And it was
a wild experience to watch him in that.
And there was no mention of it.
Or flatter him.
It was in the middle of his back, up top. The sleeves were halfway up the forearms, which was ridiculous. If he like flexed, he would have done the Chris Farley fat guy in a little coat thing and split the fucking back of the thing. It was so fucking, you would have been uncomfortable in this jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and this man
was uncomfortable.
Was wearing it, and she's considering having sex with him wearing, are you kidding me?
But then she's like, oh, we've
get a jacket
only,
that fits. And
we've
I'll
only
fuck
just
you. No.
met. We've only just met. And he's like, well, all right, listen.
Here's an ABBA song.
You just know, like sometimes you just know.
Yeah.
Like when you see somebody, you're like, I know. I'm going to be in love with this person forever.
Yeah.
Oldest trick in the book.
Absolutely.
So they had sex, and he said that was the greatest event of my life. Just like the events of Mamma Mia.
The events of Mamma Mia and September 11th. The tragic events of Mamma Mia.
This is the event that followed Mamma Mia.
What's the date today? The 25th? July 25th. Every July 25th, we will think about the tragic events of Mamma Mia. Everyone must. There's going to be commemorative coins, everybody. Watch out for that. That's
never,
coming.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Okay.
The tragic events of this tiny jacketed man's virginity. Oh, my.
Amanda Seyfried is now in bed napping with Mom's two friends. These people, like, catch me not napping with any of my mom's friends. Like, I will not.
Move.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, let's go take a nap together, all of us.
I'll just lay in between you guys? Like, what is that?
Let's go have a multi-generational nap sesh. What do you say, everyone? Come on.
Yeah. So we figure out that this, like, tomorrow is, because we thought that this was a wedding, and then this is way before we know this is not the right movie that we're supposed to watch.
Yeah, we didn't realize that until 50
minutes. We were like, wait, I'm like, is this a wedding? Is that kind of dick? Because he's like, I'll be thinking of you tomorrow. Yeah. And I'm like, on our wedding?
Yeah, what are we, when we were supposed to be married.
Are you not coming? Like, I would be. Like,
never mind. I'll be thinking of you.
But yeah, I was like, sir.
Yeah.
But I did not know what movie I was watching. So I was just like, dang, ice cold. And nobody's brought that up yet.
Yeah, it turns out that she wants to have a reopening.
Oh, she's having a grand reopening for the hotel renovations. Yeah.
But so it's anyway. An outdoor island thing. So, I mean, weather is a factor anyway. We'll find out.
Plan your affair inside.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's got to be a backup plan for weather. Uh-huh. That's the point here.
So, Amanda Seyfried takes a nap with mom's two friends, and she goes down somewhere and she runs into Pierce Brosnan. And I said, Pierce Brosnan is here, but who is he? Is he the British man that she just had sex with in the flashback scene?
I think that's what it is in the end.
No, he's the other one.
How?
Because he's got that picture.
No, but
Colin Firth is this one. Colin Firth is this. Yes.
No.
Yes, it's even confirmed at the end because they have everybody. They do that like the we go together sake. Moment at the end of this
movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's everybody singing together, and it's Pierce Brosnan with the guy from Greece, and then Colin Firth is this guy, and then Stellan Skarsgård is Bill.
I know the him, but the other one, I don't. Okay, I guess you're right. I think you're right. Yeah.
By the way, I cannot think of Stellan Skarsgård, and I keep wanting to call him this because
I know.
Blue Sea episode of How Did This Get Made is one of my favorite episodes because I love Deep Blue Sea, and Paul F. Tompkins, which is one of my favorite comics, made the funniest joke. Just kidding. He just said
the autocorrect
Stellan Skarsgård does to Stellar Skateboard.
Stellar Skateboard. So you just, yeah, we always want to call him Stellar Skateboard whenever he pops up.
So I'm calling him Stellar Skateboard. Okay.
Every time he pops up, like, hey, Stellar Skateboard.
So now we are back to 70s Meryl, and she has missed some ferry. She dropped a bunch of clothes on the dock. A boat.
She didn't, like, there wasn't like a Tinkerbell person that flew away.
Yeah, a ferry. Yeah.
She missed a ferry. She was going to get her wish granted, but the ferry only works till 6.
She dropped a bunch of...
It flew away.
Listen, they know that I'm talking about a ferry.
I was just making sure, because at first I was like, was there a ferry in this? And then I was like, oh, wait a second. No. She means the boat. I literally thought
she dropped
that.
A bunch
I'm
of,
very stoned, too.
Yeah, so. She dropped a bunch of clothes on the dock, and then this man, very predatory behind her, was like, oh, cool, now I have an awesome new outfit. And I'm like... And then he's... being all weird and creepy. He was weird and creepy from moment one.
He was. It felt, yeah.
Like, what are you doing,
sir? Felt like
do you
want to
wear
dump
my
her
skin?
In the sea, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this guy could be Ted Bundy.
He seemed like it.
This
like
was during the time of Ted Bundy.
Swedish Bundy.
79?
Yeah, it was a nice right? Swedish Ted Bundy. I think, well, this is like 82 it has to be because she could get knocked up on this very week. So this has to be like late 82.
Or 81? I don't know. Maybe she was traveling for a couple of years.
Yeah, their timeline's fucked. We were right.
We got to figure this out.
It's all fucked up. Yeah.
We have to watch the first one.
No, that's not the answer. That is absolutely not the answer to this riddle. Watching the first one is not going to help at all. No. Less Mamma Mia will help, not more. Not more Mamma Mia. I've had enough of this. Forever. This isn't a series that we're watching. I'm never watching another one of these again.
This isn't one.
I don't care. I'm not watching it. This is it.
So this guy's very rapey. Like, he's like, we have two beds, but this one's very messy.
It's all messy, so you should sleep with me, lady I just met on the dock.
Yeah. And so she's like, you know, we've just met. And he's totally fucking up the vibes. He's like, well, this bed is very messy, so I guess you'll have to sleep in mine. Like, sir.
He's pushing too hard.
And then he's like, what else did he ask?
I don't remember.
It was giving me, yeah, it was gross.
Yeah.
So I definitely thought he was going to be Ted Bundy. And then
that would have been a very different movie.
Yeah. Then.
If he murdered this woman and filleted her and dumped her over the fucking side. Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. And then he sang half a song covered in head to toe in blood, just wearing whitey tighties covered in blood, singing Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Crying and scrubbing the blood off himself in the shower. Mamma Mia. Here I go again. Okay. So there is this man in a boat that's stranded and.
Like a little outboard motorboat.
Like a little outboard motorboat.
Like a Tom Hanks splash boat.
There is a man in this boat, and his name is Alexio, and he said that there is a woman on the mainland that he loves, and her mother and father won't let her marry a fisherman like him. Mm-hmm. And I The you know, so obviously Meryl
Which
Streep
turns out to be wise advice, as we find him later on in the movie, unemployed and day drinking. So you know what? I think the guy was like, they want her to marry a rich man with a big mole on the face and blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. Well, he probably, you know, he's probably not day drinking with the other fishermen. So maybe that wouldn't have been a bad move.
I think he said that they were still together.
Listen to your parents. I don't know. Just kidding. Don't listen to your parents. Ever.
Okay, so Alexio ends up hitching a ride with Meryl Streep and Bill. Because Meryl Streep is like, that's a beautiful sob story. I love this.
Yeah, you're in.
You should get on our boat.
You're in, chief guy we found floating through the Mediterranean.
I just somehow talked this guy into, you know, giving me a ride somewhere. Now and then
start giving away spots on the boat.
Yeah, we'll do that.
To others.
Yeah.
To strangers.
So when he sees the wedding happening right there on the pier, Alexio jumps into the water. And I mean, he is... crushing it with the jorts and the gestures.
He's screaming and yelling, and then they're trying to help him out. He loves you, and then she jumps in the water with the dress.
Yeah, like, don't get involved, Meryl.
Dude.
And then, yeah, that woman, she jumped in with her dress and everything like that. I was like, this woman is going to drown.
Yeah, that's a heavy dress. You soak that thing in water, she's going to go, I love you.
Yeah, and then it's going to be impossible to get her out. You have to get her out of the dress.
They're going
to
pull her out in a fucking crane with just water pouring off the dress because it's going to be so soaked. The comedy of that, I kind of want to see that. If that happened in this movie, and he's crying and then sings a sad ABBA song.
Yeah.
Right?
She was my dancing queen.
She died in the sea.
Swam to me. Drowned on the way.
I'm telling you, man. This fucking movie sucks. And I feel like scratching the surface.
Maybe that's what happened because we didn't see them get back together. They were swimming.
That's true. Maybe she died. We don't know. Well, later on he seemed happy and he wasn't like tragic what happened.
My wife. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for giving me a ride. She died that day.
Yeah, I was sad to see her drown before my eyes.
So, all right. So we're back to the present. We're somehow back to the past watching Meryl Streep walking into a building. Then we're going, it's this weird parallel editing. So like she is discovering she's landed on the dock someplace. Thanks a lot, Bill. Talk to you later because you have a sailing competition.
Yeah, he'll be back in 3 weeks. Don't worry.
Yeah. And so then she is like, looks at this building and then she starts walking around it and she's sliding down the railings and she's like breaking the structural integrity of this building.
She's like a destructive teenager.
And I'm like, do you own it here? Like, what are you like? You're like, I'm going to redo this anyway, so I might as well fuck it up.
Yeah. I was like, is this her? Like, did she rent this place? And she's like, oh, this is the place I rented from that guy in town. I didn't know what was happening here. That would have helped too, to probably see the first movie.
Bill said that there's a storm coming.
Bill said that? Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, there's a storm coming. And she's like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's
clear. And then Andy Garcia told Amanda Seyfried,
modern day,
there's a storm coming.
Before
her
party.
I would believe him because I feel like he would feel it before we do.
Well, he like stopped, like something hit him. And then he looked out quickly into the clouds. And then he came back and he said, there's a storm coming. So you're going to believe that. You were like, no shit. Like, for real?
Yeah.
I checked outside our window when he said that shit. I was like, I think it's getting cloudy. I think he's right. I looked.
He summons
the weather.
So, yeah, he's like, I think there will be a storm. And then he just like, doop, beep, beep, beep,
Andy
beep.
Garcia has the power of weather.
Hello. I would like to order a storm, please.
Yeah. I think Andy Garcia can just whip up a storm.
I can do whatever he wants.
He can conjure one. No problem.
So there's a storm happening in 70s. Meryl Streep encounters a horse. And this horse is jumping around and just very angry about the thunderstorm.
Not liking it.
And this horse is like my dog, Frankie, who doesn't want to go on the grass.
Yeah, it starts kind of freaking and you just have to like pet her nose. And that's what she did. Yeah.
So she stops some man driving home on a motorcycle or whatever to help her with this horse. What if he had things that he was doing?
She stopped him. She said, hey, stop. And he goes, can I help? And she didn't even say what happened.
I know he's not. What? I know he's not, but like, what if he was a doctor and he was like on his way to go save somebody's life? And she's like, please, a horse. You don't.
Like, yeah, we have to go help this horse. And he's like, all right.
Yeah. So if Meryl does not own this place, 70s Meryl, there's now a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah. The horse.
From the storm and this randomly inherited horse.
Yeah, this horse starts bucking and like takes down a fucking load-bearing beam and some shit falls down. It's all sorts of...
And then I wrote here, if she doesn't own this place, what the fuck?
She's like, got some splaining to
miss,
do.
Did we miss the part where she like owns it? Like just because she was walking? Because she just walks up to it like looking at it like this is magical. I've never seen anything like this.
I figured she stopped. Like, yeah. I figured she stopped on the way and rented it from somebody in town. And she's like, oh, this is the house I rented from that lady or whatever. And then she just, you know, was walking around checking it out. That's what I thought happened. But nope, just saw a house and was like, I'll just go inside.
I thought maybe we missed the part where she like purchased some house. And so then that's why she's going there. She needs to get all these rides.
We find out later. She's just squatting. And she's like having dudes over. She's hanging out.
She's fucking squatting.
That's what I'm saying. Mom's very irresponsible. She's squatting. She won't tell her kid who her dad is. Okay. This is all weird stuff.
So she goes to this bar with this new man that she just stopped to help with the horse.
Yeah.
And the owner singer guy he's singing and he looks like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, if you like made him a lounge singer. That's what he looks like. He kind of looks like Lanny Poffo nowadays.
Yeah,
he looks like Savage's brother.
But like with
brother.
Those crazy Macho Man eyes.
Yeah.
Those big blue ones.
Yeah, like all fucking freaked out.
So maybe it was him.
He's back. It was before he died. We looked it up.
Yeah, because he died in 2011.
Yeah.
No, 2000.
11. Yeah, I think it was 11.
Oh, no.
Oh, this was 2018.
Yeah. See, we thought this was the first movie again.
Conspiracy theory then. Randy Savage is alive.
Oh, yep.
He just didn't want to, you know,
he's
what he
alive.
Thought?
He doesn't want to be a wrestler anymore. He doesn't want anybody to say snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, he just wants to be left alone, except for if they're making a movie about ABBA songs, because that's his true passion in life.
He just wants to focus on his music.
Which is just ABBA cover bands.
So, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage is not really dead, everybody.
No, everybody spread that word.
Spread that word.
If you're going to start spreading conspiracy theories, people, spread fun ones like Randy Macho Man Savage is fucking alive.
And he just wants to not be remembered for being snap into a Slim Jim or ooh yeah, and he just wants to focus on the music, brother.
Remember when that was our fun society's conspiracies were like, Elvis is still alive, I swear, people saw him in Kentucky. You could fucking argue about that for 6 months and who gives a shit? Doesn't fucking matter. Now
Macho,
all conspiracy theories
Macho
are
Man
crazy.
Randy Savage really loves musicals and wants
he
to
loves
be
musicals, brother. Oh, yeah, I love a musical. Yeah, that's right.
I don't have any time.
Let me tell you something, brother. What I like is a musical. Something with some up-tempo tunes, brother. That's what I like. I like to feel good, walk
He'd
out
be
on
so
my
good
toes,
at it.
Brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's still alive, everyone.
He is.
And he's doing musicals, so.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
No, tell everybody.
No, that way people will tell. People are contrary, so you got to go, shh, don't tell anyone. Then
don't
they'll go,
tell
I have
anybody.
To tell everyone. If you say tell everyone, they're like, I'm not fucking spreading any word for you. See, you have to, it's psychology. That's what you have to do.
That doesn't work on me.
Tell you what, if you're contrary, don't tell anyone. If you're just a normal person, tell everyone, please. Either way, spread the
funny.
Word. It's hilarious.
We should do that.
Spread crazy conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that like have no like
that aren't fun. Maybe we can
Macho
do that.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Well, we can.
Maybe we
Macho
can distract
Man,
people
Savage.
From crazy ones with fun ones like this. That's what I'm saying. This is what we need again.
He loves musicals.
Yeah,
he's not dead. He just wanted.
There you go.
He killed Macho Man Randy Savage. Randy Poffo lives.
You know what? And I'm going to say this: if Britney Spears is the person that could do it. Britney, if you're listening, which I know she is, obviously, I think Britney Spears, when you get your freedom, which you are going to get your freedom, what you need to do then is fucking disappear. You need to disappear so everybody can have conspiracy theories about what happened to Britney Spears, and it will keep everybody occupied and away from shit that they don't know about. How's that?
Yeah, and then she...
Can we do that?
Yeah.
That's what I want from you, Britney. That's the most...
Because I want her to be happy, not because I don't want to hear about her,
but
I want her to be happy.
Would get every. She should get every Nobel Prize for that, even including the one for physics and shit, all of them, even that has nothing to do with her, just because that would be the best thing for this country.
Well, she was that a valedictorian.
She is the valedictorian. I think she wanted to be a doctor, so that might, you know what? She might
she
be there.
She could do this? Okay.
She could do it.
So she went to the bar with this new man, and she was like... Can I talk to the manager? And are you the manager? And the woman that works there, she was actually, I think, in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Was she?
Hello.
Remember. Yeah.
But she said, look, my son, who's, you know, he owns this restaurant because nobody else will let his band play.
My macho son, Randy Savage, owns it. He's up on stage.
Because nobody else would like hire his band to play. And she's like, I fucking love it here. And then, you know, maybe I could sing here sometimes. And he's like, okay, come up and sing now. Do you have any ABBA songs prepared?
I mean,
and
I'm
then
sure
when
you
she
do.
Got the microphone, she was like, do you guys know ABBA?
Yeah, check this out. And she starts busting.
Because I only sing ABBA. Yeah, only the hits. Some things you don't know, but only the hits.
No
so B-sides. You know?
None of that shit.
No B-sides.
That's not what we're doing here.
So.
This is solid gold.
Then the next morning they go, this is where I thought, okay, so they spent the night together, and the next morning they go on a boat ride in a rowboat. He's going to take her to some island.
Yeah.
And so this man is Pierce Brosnan, because that's that shot he opened. Remember those pictures that he opened up?
Yes,
that's
yes.
the shot right there.
Okay.
Like, those are his
pictures. Okay, okay, okay.
He's the artist.
That's
and
fair.
And she was his muse.
Yeah, because he was taking pictures of her on the fucking...
She's so fucking just beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So memorable, I thought she was the other one.
So.
Not that that's anything against her looks or whatever. I'm just saying I didn't...
She says to him...
It's more on me.
Like, you know, last night was awesome. I loved having sex with you.
Yeah.
And he was like, great, me too.
I totally loved banging
you. And she's like...
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Yeah, and she said, like, this is going to be, like, this is going to sound crazy, but, and I'm like, oh, boy, does she just, like, hump him and dump him? And then,
yeah.
I'm like, is she breaking up with him, like, on a boat right now? Like, this is a dangerous thing that you're doing, ma'am.
Either
but
that
no.
Or she was going to take it the other direction.
She said, like, I want to, I'm serious. Like, I really like it here. I want to stay here. Do you want to stay here? You should stay here with me.
Yeah.
And he's like, well... I can't really do that. And she's like, well, that's lame. And
well, he said when she first met him, too, that he had a job waiting for him back home. And his whole life was planned out.
He has another week, yeah.
Yeah, his whole life's planned out. He's got one more week to sort his head out, you know, just get it all together.
So she's like, you should stay here because we've only hung out for like 12 hours.
Yeah, so I mean, we did bang, though. So I mean, obviously.
Well, we did together calm a beast.
We calmed a beast. We banged. We ate. We sang. It's really an eventful night.
Through the power of the elements. weather elements.
It's been an eventful evening.
Through
really.
The power of the elements, we calmed a beast.
They conquered nature, so I guess next step.
And nurture, because they calmed a beast.
That's true, yeah.
So anyway, so Pierce Brosnan, it turns out, because she's all happy because he said, yeah, cool, I'll stay here. And then she goes snooping and she finds out that this Pierce Brosnan, young Pierce Brosnan, is engaged, so they broke up.
Which is pretty irrelevant because clearly if he was engaged, he was willing to not go back, because if he's going to stay on the island with you, I don't think he's engaged anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he was going to then leave in a week and go get married.
But he should have told her about this.
Yeah, but she didn't tell him about the guy she was hanging out with the week before.
Yeah, but
before.
I mean, like, this is a current committed relationship.
I know, but if he broke it off, then that's
she,
the past.
In her mind, I'm never seeing Bill again.
Okay, I'm just saying, past is past. If we're
and
starting
she's
fresh,
like, I'm never seeing that other one.
If we're starting fresh, when you know, at penetration, then I feel like it's you know different.
I don't like
if
that.
Everything starts fresh in this thing for her, then it starts fresh for him too. I don't
so
know.
So we meet Bill.
Yeah.
Now we're back because Pierce Brosnan's like, I fucked up. Like I let your mom down. Like you could never let your mom down. I let her down. And then it's a flashback
of course
him. Being engaged.
Yeah, and I think this was the part where I said, are these different people? This was,
yes,
I believe, the part
was,
where I said...
This was another part where you asked that.
Yeah. Is this the same? What's happening?
We meet Bill. We meet Stellar Skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bill. And then Colin Firth. And they're like best friends.
The best, yeah.
Because they
the
probably,
best.
According to their timeline, they met like a year ago. No. However many years ago... Amanda Seyfried got married.
During the first movie they met.
Yeah.
That's when they met.
And then...
Whenever that was.
This woman died. Was she sick in Mamma Mia? And that's why it was so important to get this information out of her mom. Like, who's my dad?
She better have been sick because in this movie they give no explanation of how this woman died. And she seemed to be a healthy, active woman in her 50s. So I don't understand why she died.
They made it seem like, you know, obviously... She was going to die within the past year. Like,
that's what
hello.
I'm saying. There
they were
be...
making it seem like, you know, because mom died. Like, so Obvious, it seems like it was inevitable.
Like, did she get diagnosed with ALS like halfway through fucking
And then that's
Mama
the
Mia?
Other thing. Like, maybe like she had like Alzheimer's and it was just like the doctor said, you have 6 months to 6 years.
And she
years.
Just wandered
like,
off the pier one day.
I don't
day
know
and fucking...
what happened to Meryl.
Meryl wandered out in the
Mama
middle of the
Mia.
Night.
Here I go.
Here I go. I guess she must have drowned in the pier. That's terrible. Poor Meryl Streep. She just walked out there singing an ABBA tune. Fernanda.
Mamma Mia. Here I go again. My. That's not nice.
No, it's okay. Terrible, but
so,
pretty funny.
Now,
we need something to get through this.
They're like, oh, you're going to go to the party? And Colin Firth and his stellar skateboard, they're like, you're going to go? Yeah, of course I'm going to go.
Yeah,
We only just knew that this child could potentially be fathered by us, and we're just automatically like, that's my kid now.
Oh, yeah, they're like, my family's more important than anything.
That's like, they might have taken that from Fast and the Furious, like with Vin Diesel. He's like, family.
It's family, or either that or you're right. It's Godfather 2.
It's Godfather 2.
They're talking about the family.
You don't go against the family.
No, you don't go against the family at all. This movie definitely has a mafia element to it, I would say. Because yeah. I believe ABBA.
This movie could have been a very dark movie.
Well, ABBA, as we all know, is just a cover for an organized crime syndicate, obviously, the whole group. I mean.
Yeah.
What better cover than to dress up in sparkly sequined outfits and sing disco songs? No one's going to suspect you of being any kind of cartel of any kind.
I watched a YouTube video the other day, and I think Macho Man Randy Savage is the head of that.
You know what? I heard that actually, so I looked it up and I saw
he's always wearing sparkly stuff.
That's, I mean, I saw he always
in the
80s? Did. I saw a 90s? YouTube video of a guy who is a facial recognition expert who actually put it all together, and I mean, it's indisputable. So and he was also a doctor, so he had a lab coat on anyway. So I mean, I think he was a doctor.
What?
So I believe him. I think yeah. His macho man's alive,
awesome.
Everybody. Yeah,
he's alive, everybody. And he is the he's the main man.
That's right. I mean, watch out for him. He's making
a comeback. ABBA cult.
That's right. He's
musical.
Making a comeback.
Yeah.
Watch
anyway,
out.
It's fine. So we see Alexio. This bald man comes up to Stellar Skateboard and is like, "I don't believe my eyes. Is that you? It's me. It's Alexio." And I'm like, "How would you put that together? Like, going by young Bill and old Bill, I would never put that together."
No, you would have no fucking idea that that's him.
I would
never
need several prayers.
It's
to
a
put
blonde.
That together.
It's just a blonde man who looks nothing like that other guy.
An unremarkable blonde man.
Yeah, and we skipped over the part with the storm. We said there was a storm coming. Big storm came, fucked up the whole resort. They had to chase everything down.
Yeah, they had to chase everything down. That was when the horse was going crazy.
No,
and then
that's right. They were going back and forth.
It was like a parallel.
But we were talking more about the horse than we did about the party getting fucked up. So the whole party's ruined.
Oh, you know why? Because I didn't care.
Yeah, and then also, this is the only part of the plot that's a plot. The very thin thing. Nobody can make it because of the storm. The flights are all canceled and the ports are closed. So none of the, quote, millionaires who were coming in and fancy people and the fancy band.
Yeah.
None of those people can make it now, so it doesn't matter anyway.
So
party's fucked.
Yeah. So Amanda Seyfried was very sad because not many people will be there to honor her mother.
That's the thing. It's all about
Stellar
that.
Skateboard is like, hey, all of these fishermen's and fisher ladies at this this bar.
He explains the fisherman. What's his name? Enricio?
Alexio.
Alexio explains that, yes, fishing, we do
they
more work.
Yeah, she should have
and
listened
get
to
less
parents.
Pay. Yeah, we get more work and less pay, and now there's no work, so that's why we are drinking in the middle of the day. And he explains that. So this is a bunch of angry day drinking fishermen.
They seem to be in a good mood, though.
When they
and
say
down to sing Dancing Queen.
Well, the whole it's choreographed. I don't know how long that boat trip was.
I would do that for
is,
free food.
I don't know how long the boat trip was, but long enough to make a bunch of Greek fishermen know
you
how
know
to
what,
dance
though?
To Dancing
they
Queen.
They probably at least practiced it. They're like, should we show up and like sing ABBA? And then Stellar Skateboard was like, wow, that would be actually amazing if you guys did that, because she loves ABBA.
Oh, it's her favorite, I'm
and
telling
then
you.
And they'd be like, wow, that we should really cheer her up because, you know, her mom died and then the party got canceled and all
you
that stuff. So, like, I think if we all put together Dancing Queen, that would be really nice of us.
And it's elaborate. And it's on, like, five boats that are all
and they
in sync
are fucking,
choreographed.
Yeah. That's what I picture, like, Troy, like the Helen of Troy. Yeah. Like this is how they met, and the Trojans.
So they rolled up yeah, with this dancing queen.
You are the dancing queen. That
would be, you know what? History would be much different, I think, if that happened.
What if we did a historical movie like that, where like you're doing, you know, Greek mythology, and you're making it two ABBA albums?
That would be Mamma Mia 300. That would be called, I believe. And you just make
Mama
it.
Mamma Mia BC.
Yeah, you make it like that. But they, the way that he asked the fishermen if they want to come is, do you all want to come to a very
expensive
fancy
party.
Very expensive party for free? And then the guy asks everyone in Greek and they all cheer. And then he says, and bring your wives and families. And then they all go, oh.
Damn.
All the Greek fishermen.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Yeah.
But they brought them happily.
They brought them. That was the joke. Oh, never mind. That's no fun anymore.
Womp, womp.
Womp,
so
womp.
Here's Bill from the flashback from 80s, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's come to check on Meryl Streep. And, you know, she's been recently broken up with. Well, she did the breaking up.
Yeah, he took off.
Technically, Pierce Brosnan is engaged. So he took off, and then Bill conveniently comes back because he's like, oh, I came here to see, like, how do you know that where she lives?
Yeah, no shit.
Well, I guess he dropped her off here, but like, how does he know?
He just dropped her off at the pier and she just stayed there. Yeah, 3 weeks. She could be anywhere.
So he shows up to this restaurant, or he hears her singing, and she's like, oh my God, Bill.
Yeah, hi, stellar skateboard.
It turns out that British Lena Dunham and young Martha May Huvier have shown up to perform and hang out.
Yes.
So they're doing some gigs.
At the bar.
At the bar with Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, just so you know, they're singing ABBA songs. Just so
of course.
In case you were wondering.
Well, of course.
What they're performing.
Macho Man Randy Savage is actually, okay, there's like a winkety wink name that like wrote the movie, but
yeah.
it's a thing for.
It's Randy Savage.
It's an anagram for Randy Savage.
It's an anagram for Randy. Oh, wow. So it's, oof, we got to go do some math. I got to get a pen. Randy Savage pseudonym.
The British Lena Dunham is very in love with Bill. I don't know why, but that's her bag. That's her decision.
Bill. And
she's
they had
like,
a thing too,
this
apparently.
They did?
Well, yeah, she's like, no, you fucked me over. I'm not going to fucking allow it. And he was like, come on. Like, they had a thing for years, apparently.
I know, but was it after?
After what?
After they, like, I thought this was the first time that she's.
Yeah. I'm talking later when they're old.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
now
they
haven't
thing.
Had a thing yet. No, they never met each other before. This is the first
time. So
she's
super obsessed with him. And Bill is like, no thanks, looking for 70s Meryl Streep. And young Martha May Huvier is like, hey, she's really fucking depressing, so we need to, this will cheer her up.
Yeah, there you go. Go find her.
So everyone is pulling up.
Would you like a condom? No, of course not.
No. I understand that she just had her heart broken, but I'm going to be getting in on that this evening.
This is like 70. This is 82. There's STDs that everyone's aware of at this point, by the way. Like, this is not, you can't be raw dogging three strangers from different countries in the same week. You just can't be doing that.
So,
it's not
70s,
safe.
Meryl Streep and her friends, they're all hanging out, and they're supposed to be going back to America the next day. And the owner of the bar that they sing at is like, well, I know that you've been squatting in my farmhouse.
Yeah, that's my farmhouse, by the way.
If you, who do you think owns that? Me.
Yeah, me.
I know that you stay there.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess if she keeps it nice, like, whatever. But, like, she goes, well, I mean, she broke the staircase, but.
Yeah, they fixed it, though. There was a new
she
one.
She says, like, I know that that's you staying in that farmhouse, so if you want to stay, you can stay here for free. And she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, fix it up, make it nice, you could stay for free.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. That's so amazing. Like, you know, whatever. Way to break up Donna and the Dynamos, though.
Yeah, the group is done after that. She took
that,
completely.
I thought that was selfish.
Of course it is. She's a very selfish person. That's what I mean. Irresponsible, selfish.
She's not drinking, and she thinks that she is pregnant.
Yeah.
And then so she's.
That's one thing that runs in this family is extrasensory pregnancy perception. know immediately when they're pregnant. They know that if one drop, they don't vomit apparently in this bloodline. So if one drop of vomit comes out, it can't be that they're eating in filthy fucking restaurants. You know, all these, every building is filthy in
this
place.
You're going to experience some poopy shellfish every once in a while.
No, just, that's not it.
It's a numbers game.
No, I
it's
threw up. I'm pregnant.
Game.
I'm pregnant.
The more shellfish you eat,
yeah,
the more you could be exposed to poopy
ones. I got sick a couple months ago. I must be probably about 4 months along by now, I would say. I must be pregnant. I know it was that weird shrimp we thought, but it wasn't. It was, I'm knocked up. Obviously, I didn't realize it, but I gotta go to the doctor. Jesus.
Wow. I don't think you should be stoned while being pregnant.
I mean, I don't know. We'll give it a shot, see how it works out.
Oh, my God. Maybe Randy Savage will cast it in his next movie.
Maybe he'll take care of it. We don't know.
Okay. So Amanda Seyfried is at the we're at present day, and she thinks that she's pregnant because she threw up, and she was like, she literally threw up, and she said, "Well, I know what that means."
She went in the bathroom, went there, and then sat down next to the toilet and went, "I know what that means." Went out and announced she was pregnant
to her husband,
and then to everyone
whom they just got in a fight with. Yeah. And she's like, "I don't want to move to New York or London permanently." And so then he's like, "Nah, I don't need that job." And then she's like, "Cool, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, you maybe take a test.
She didn't even take a test. She didn't even think I might be pregnant. You know.
And
hey.
Then she said to her husband, "Let's not tell anybody." And then he tells everyone. Yeah. Essentially,
she didn't say like, "Hey,
they
you know
still
what?
Haven't taken a
I'm
test.
Late." I'm getting sick. I don't know. I'm a little concerned. We need
could
to pick
be,
a
could be bad seafood, yeah. But on the way home from this party, we should go.
I was
to
just
the
gonna say after this number, after we're all done singing fucking Dancing Queen, we need to run to the store quick and grab a test.
Maybe I'll go to the Rite Aid.
Yeah, I'm gonna run to the fucking Island CVS and grab some shit here because I need something. This is
I have to figure out.
Yeah, I need to know if I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
but no, she just goes, "Well, that's it. When we throw up, that's what it means."
Yeah. I am with child.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda Seyfried's pregnant. Her husband's here. So I don't even know. He came to surprise her. Like, I have no
on
idea.
On one of the boats.
We thought that they were fighting and like they weren't speaking
I
to each other.
I thought they broke up.
Yeah, I thought they broke up.
Yeah, she's and like, well, I guess that's it then. And he was like, yep.
Yeah,
well,
and everybody's like, what do you think about that? She's like, I don't know. And it just seems like they need to reconcile. And then he shows up to the party and she's like, I'm so happy that you're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
Guess what?
Because I just threw up. I wasn't going to announce this to you, but I just threw up, so
I'm
pregnant.
Yeah, and how long
ago?
Oh,
that's like a Sims character.
That is true. How long ago did he leave, too? Because he was supposed to be gone for, what, 6 months for this training program?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how long was he gone?
No concept of time in Mamma Mia.
That's true. You know what? Time doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I'm just wondering, is this his kid or what?
Stellar Skateboard is trying to reconcile with the Judi Dench gal, and she's like, no thanks. And then he is manipulative and starts crying, and then she hugs him and then kisses him. Falling for the tricks.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Right away. Manipulative Bill.
Now, when we do a 90-day fiancé Patreon, I'll make sure to remember that every time someone cries on that show. Go,
I know.
Manipulative. Manipulative.
It is very manipulative.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But he did it because.
Hear that, ladies?
Did you. Listen.
it's a manipulative.
The
move.
Way that he did it. That's manipulative.
Oh,
the way that it? He did it. Because
yeah.
he.
Well, he had a penis on him. So, yeah, I can see what you mean. That's,
no, you're not even listening to me right now. Listen. She's like, no, I'm not going to do that and whatever. And then he stopped. And then it was like a comical way that he
It was. Yeah,
crying.
He did.
That's why I was saying. I was like, oh, it's manipulative, Bill.
Cried, but it works. He knows. He knew her. And it worked. And then she was like, oh, never mind. Get over here. And then old
Let's
people made
out.
And I was like, oh, great. Look what I just
Old
got
people
to see.
Can make out.
They can make out. I just prefer it. You know,
they don't want to watch you make out.
I don't make out in front of them. I don't make out in front of anybody. I don't want to see pretty much anybody make out. But I was like this. It was just weird to see these people start making out. I was like, I didn't expect that. I don't know. It was strange.
It must have been satisfying for people who have seen Mamma Mia 1.
Well, probably, that's the other thing. Maybe this could have been a big moment. And I was just like, I don't know these people. And why are they making out?
I wonder if everybody's been wanting them to get back together.
Why is British Lena Dunham's mom and the guy from Deep Blue Sea making out?
Okay.
Well, not
so,
her mom, her, actually, I guess.
There's older. One more surprise, and she's like, and Amanda Seyfried is like, I can't handle another surprise.
Yeah, I
can't.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
One of my dads showed up with 800 people on boats. Like,
it's been a day.
The weather was bad, and now today it's good.
Yeah.
So
who knows if they have enough food too? Yeah, like, shit has a shelf life. What if they had fresh seafood? It's
so
fun now.
Stellar Skateboard is like, let's go to an expensive party, and like, what if they were still cleaning up?
That's what I mean. Oh, it's all fucked up. We don't know if like a wall collapsed or something.
They were party ready. That's all I'm saying. They're a good team. So now Cher is here. She shows up in a helicopter.
Like a crazy chopper. She comes in on like a sleek looking one.
She is Amanda Seyfried's grandma. Was she also Amanda Seyfried's grandma in the first movie?
Was she? I don't know. Maybe. She popped up, though. She didn't arrive until a legit hour 40 into this movie.
This part felt very much like we should give her like a weird mom and like, let's see if Cher is available.
Maybe. I think she was
probably
in the
first movie. It didn't feel like
it
was always planned. I don't think so.
No, they couldn't get Streep, so they're like, listen, Streep's only doing one number.
At least we can get Cher.
Let's get some star power in here. Let's get Cher.
I don't think that she was in the first movie. I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe. It fucking beats me.
Okay, so then
I think she was, because they make references to her mom singing like an angel and all that shit, like a sweet, or remember all that shit?
Sugar cane,
that's what it was, yeah.
So the husband gets up and makes a speech and is like, hey, everyone, let's have my wife make a speech. And then she goes, cool, can't believe I'm doing this with child again.
Yeah, threw up once.
Confirmation.
She threw up once. That's all that happened. She's like, ooh, I don't feel so good.
So she feels so close to be her mom because her mom found out that she, like, her mom got pregnant here. And so now she's pregnant here. And I don't know what that means.
And she's telling her husband this. And I was so wanting her to go, and I don't know who the father is either. So it all works out.
And she goes, except for this time, we know who the father is. And I was like, do we? Because how long has this guy been?
Yeah, we don't know. This is all very confusing.
So, oh, and then she does. She says that she's always wanted to be a part of Donna and the Dynamos. And this is where I wrote down, this is my dark movie. Perhaps Amanda Seyfried killed her mom, like poisoned her little by little.
Maybe.
So that she could one day live out her dream of being in Donna and the Dynamos.
Hey, we didn't see the first movie.
We don't know.
So we don't
know. Meryl Streep has had fights with Cher.
Yes.
About singing and all that stuff. But we don't know. Perhaps Amanda Seyfried was like, I want to be a part of Donna and the Dynamos. And Meryl Streep goes, like,
I want it that bad.
Listen, lady, you've got a prayer because I'm Donna of Donna and the Dynamos. So you're not going to be in Donna and the Dynamos. As long as Donna is in the picture, you're not going to be in Donna and the Dynamos.
She was like, okay.
Amanda Seyfried was like, we'll see about that, Mom.
No, I understand, Mom. As long as you're around, I won't be in Donna and the Dynamos. Sure, Mom. Here, I made some tea for you.
What a deal.
Stares at her.
Yeah. So anyway, then we go back to 70s Meryl Streep. She's pregnant all by herself on an island. And then, you know, she's kind of like a parallel, you know, of her giving birth to... No. Anyway, apparently Cher and Andy Garcia fucked. She looks at him and she says, Fernando? I didn't even know that his name was Fernando.
No.
And you know what? I didn't care.
Because
he's like, oh my God.
Didn't matter.
He's so stoic. He can sense weather. And then he gets so like, about Cher.
Well, earlier he tells her, I have resigned to be without happiness.
Yeah.
Because my true love left me a long time ago. And that was Cher.
He's like Hector Lasagna.
Yeah. 50 years before. So when he was like fucking 20, some fucking chick didn't like him. And so he's been just like, I'm going to be stoic always, forever, till he's 70.
Well,
this is
crazy. I mean, if it's Cher.
Just move on. What are we talking about, Andy Garcia?
So it turns out that they have fucked each other in Mexico in 1959.
They sing
They sing Fernando, which is my favorite ABBA song.
By the way, Andy Garcia, born 1956, like we said.
This is a powerful moment between Andy Garcia and Cher. There's a lot of sexual tension. A
little bit.
And then the song ends with an open mouth kiss. So,
oh,
I mean,
yeah,
fucking Andy Garcia was putting the moves on Cher and fireworks. And then we have a screen that says 9 months later, and Amanda Seyfried is carrying her baby up a mountain, and Cher's still going out with Andy Garcia. It only took her daughter being passed away for 1 year to get reconnected with the love of her life.
Yeah,
and then now they're both like happy. And he goes, I'm going to introduce you to the other love of my life, my twin brother, and it's the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah. And then what's her name likes him? Not Lena Dunham, the other
one. Martha May Hoover.
Yes.
And we're here because we're going to baptize the baby.
And this is where Meryl Streep pops up. Ghost Meryl Streep pops up in the church and sings a song.
Because she said, I wish that mom was here.
Yeah.
And this is where the dads all start talking about, like, if he has my ears, you're going to find out.
I don't think anyone's going to do any DNA here. I really don't think they're going to do this.
And I think that it's important that we do.
Well, I mean, if anyone's going to do a 23andMe, she's going to see who she matches up with better.
Mamma
so.
Mia.
Yeah.
It's 23, yeah.
23, yeah. There's someone's going to tell you you're... Your DNA matches.
Anyway, so we get, there's a weird thing of Meryl Streep taking, Amanda Seyfried to be baptized in this. This is weird. Like, to want to do the life that your mom did,
it's brought you
into the world. Like, to want to, recreate that world. I understand,
it's fucking creepy.
Like, that one episode of House Hunters where he's like, my grandparents lived in a house with, a red brick, had red brick.
That's just an inspiration.
And, you're trying to recreate a home that you remember, but,
that's a feeling you're trying to recreate.
Well, my mom found out she was pregnant in this building, and I am pregnant in this building.
Like, this is,
who are you searching for?
I'm going to be my mom. What the fuck is going on, man? This is weird.
Who are you searching for?
Finally, I killed her, and now I can become her.
that's what she seems like. It seems like she killed her mom because
I wouldn't doubt
her mom wouldn't let her be in Donna and the Dynamos.
That's what I'm saying.
So now it's baptism time. Meryl Streep is singing, and they're holding hands for some reason, but then they're not holding hands, and Meryl Streep's not really there.
Yeah.
But
again, weird.
This is the part of the movie. Then we get a performance from Cher.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody starts singing. And then, all the past selves and the former selves, the present selves,
everybody's boogieing.
They're all partying
together. Yeah.
Even Meryl Streep has a number.
Yeah, she, which is okay, we got, this is weird.
And I will say that I am happy that the movie ended on a Donna and the Dynamos performance.
I mean, it probably should have, I guess.
Because it began with one.
Yeah, that's true. It's full
so
circle.
So that they were the most important throughout.
Full
their,
circle.
Their friendship.
I suppose. Is that what the movie's about?
No.
No, we don't know what this movie's about.
It's about a love story of a lady who doesn't know who fathered her children.
It's about an hour too long is what it is. It's not
an
good.
An hour?
Yeah, I'll give it an hour. I mean, you could have told that story in an hour. Let's get it over with, people.
Well, I don't know.
You could have. And then in the middle of the credits, as we were preparing to go record, it popped up with, there's a joke in the middle of the credits.
The guy,
the toll taker at the ferry.
The toll taker guy at the ferry, he actually had the best and funniest line in the movie. So he's telling, I don't know if it was Bill or the Colin Firth guy.
Everybody that comes up, he looks at their license and he goes, your hair is longer now. He looks at their ID.
You have an
I like it shorter,
well.
He says. I like it shorter,
so
he tells everybody.
He tells the guy, I think it was the Colin Firth younger character, and he goes, when she rejects you again, just call me.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, fuck.
And he sings some ABBA. I don't fucking know. I don't know ABBA songs. I know three ABBA songs.
Oh, no. It's the best joke. It's really important that I sing that.
I don't know. He sang some shit.
Choose me next time or whatever.
And then,
if you change your mind,
that's
I'm
right.
First in line.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm still free.
Yeah.
Take a chance on me.
That was the middle of the credits. And then
that was a good one.
Yeah. And then
so
was
he
over.
Was, and then that was Thank the best God. Joke. That was the best joke.
Yeah.
And then
it
was over.
They saved it for the middle of the credits. Thanks, guys.
So, I don't know where she ended up traveling to. It was to the end of Greece or some whatever in Greece.
I don't know.
The Mediterranean.
I know where we should travel to.
But we should travel to the Hygelmeter.
To the Hygelmeter!
The Hygelmeter is our unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies on a scale of one Hygel to five Hygels, five Hygels being the most punishing, one Hygel being not that bad. James, I went first last week for Free Britney, I will let you go.
Okay, well, I had to look some up and do some research on this. I am going to give this movie It's a shocking number for a shocking number. I'm going to give this movie 350 million Heigels.
Oh, wow.
You can't give it enough Heigels. Nothing could really... I feel like it's just... You could say a billion Heigels, and I go, all right, 10 billion. Sure. Yeah. It's just that painful. But I looked it up. That is the number of worldwide record sales that ABBA has. It's 350 fucking million of them. So we will give it that many Heigels for that many lost, damaged souls who have owned an ABBA, any kind of ABBA apparatus of any kind, on any kind of recording, on any media, anything, whatever you've ever bought. It's just shocking. I'm sorry. You? How do you feel?
James, this week, I am doing something new.
Yeah? What do you got for me?
I am abstaining from giving this movie Heigels. I'm abstaining.
What does that mean? You can't abstain.
I'm abstaining.
No.
It's not, I know what it means, but it's not fair that we watched this movie. This was the one that was streaming. We realized 50 minutes into it that...
So that means you can't rate it?
No, because as soon as I realized I was watching the wrong movie, Mama doesn't want this one anymore. So
fine.
I have zero feeling towards it. So
then only mine counts. This movie gets 350 million Heigels. Nothing to temper it. Enjoy. That's the law now of it. Otherwise, it's both of us. But if you back out, then it's all me.
I can't. Like,
all right.
This is my. It's awful. I'm not saying that it's good. I'm not saying that it's good. I just mean, perhaps I would have been more entertained because I didn't understand a lot of the jokes.
Maybe.
So perhaps I would have known more intimately.
I think the fact that it was more puzzling is better for us because we're like, what happened? That we didn't even know why. We just thought it was that bad of a movie that they just didn't set anything up or tell you who anybody was. We're like, who makes a movie without introducing characters?
The fact that it took us 50 minutes...
And we only figured it out because you paused it and I read the screen and looked it up on my phone.
Yeah,
that's the only fucking reason. Otherwise, we would have never known. We would have just went, Mamma Mia really sucks. They just start kind of without introducing anything. I don't know where it's taking place. I don't know what's going on with these characters.
I thought Meryl Streep had a bigger role in this.
In the commercial, she seemed to be in it more than just one song. I'm not sure what happened.
I don't think it's fair to give it a Heigel based on this performance.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
But, I mean, when I'm more educated, okay, I will give it a proper assessment.
So,
at this juncture, I am abstaining from giving this a Heigel.
So if Sarah ever watches Mamma Mia on her own, because I'm not watching it with her, we are not watching it. Then she can give her Heigel. Her idle meter, that is not happening. I'm telling you right now, I'm not watching that fucking first one. Because if I watched the first one, I wouldn't have watched this. It is not happening. I'm not. And also, did they just repeat the same songs? Did they do part one and not do Dancing Queen? Like, if you go to see the ABBA movie that has all the ABBA songs and they don't fucking do Dancing Queen, wouldn't you be like, what the fuck? Where was fucking Dancing Queen? It's your biggest song.
Maybe that's why they did two. They're like, let's leave out the big one.
I guess. Or did they just repeat the same ABBA songs over and over again?
I think they probably did Dancing Queen again.
Probably. I think
that's probably a repeat.
Yeah, that's like going to a Bob Seger concert. Like, he's going to play Night Moves, probably. He's going to be sitting on a stool going,
Star.
Here we go. Let's play some Night Moves now.
Here I am. Playing Star again.
He can do that while he lays down. I think he likes that one. That's why.
Yeah.
He has a couch that comes out from the back of the stage.
That
he lays down
sense,
on it.
Because he goes, here I am, turn the page. And he goes, here I am.
Jesus Christ.
On the road again.
Oh, I guess. Sorry, I'm 70 years old. I'm starting
here
to.
I'm just a little confused right now. Anyway, wow, that was a really great Bob Seger impression.
It wasn't bad at all.
If he wants to hire me for other commercial work, because it is my understanding that the Chevy Like a Rock commercial was very successful.
Shit, yeah. It was like 15 years it was their shit.
Like a rock.
He probably made so much money off of that.
Oh,
for
God.
15 years, Chevy using it. That means they really liked it, so he could hold them up.
Because he disappeared. We don't know what he's doing.
He didn't have to do anything.
I know.
He just went, remember that song I made in 1986? That's all it plays, man. Like 30 seconds of it, and I just make money.
Do the Bob Seger route, Brittany.
Well, no. We need a specific thing from Brittany. Brittany, don't listen to her. Brittany.
Hey.
Brittany. Brittany,
she's my friend.
I don't care. Brittany, you know what's best for everybody, and you know it. Let's do this. You can do this. Thank you. Thank you.
Who among these people would this be good for, James? But our Patreon people.
Oh, yes, these people. And yes, we're going to do, we're going to start doing way more Patreon because we have a plan, and that plan includes more Patreon episodes than regular shows. So
no.
You'll see. Well, it'll be at least 50-50. We're doing more Patreon. God damn it. We're going to jack up the Patreon.
Well, okay, because there's a lot of reality shows that we're watching.
Yes.
And we get, and then like with the games that we play and stuff, we started to get, so we're just, it's still going to be $5 a month.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
no,
fine.
We're not
the
like
price
jacking
is not
up
changing.
Anything.
We're
no,
just,
we're just
trying
to give you more stuff.
We're trying to incorporate some more stuff for Patreon as well.
Absolutely, yeah, because we want to expand in the things we're talking about, basically, that's all.
Yeah, it's just, it sucks doing that, so we're just trying to do that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because we enjoy talking about 90 Day Fiancé, playing our board games. Games and all that stuff, and it's just been hard to plan that stuff out, so you know, whatever. Yeah. So it's fine. It'll be great. But
who are the great people, please?
Brittany Schwartz, Tracy Bullock.
Good one too.
Hardware business.
She's getting her hardware business. Oh.
She's just trying to have a hardware business.
That's it.
Ashley Beal.
Ooh, thank you.
Postal Kitty, Sarah Mallett. Sydney Anderson, Nick Amenta, and Devin Dotson, and as always, Ashley Vio Duty.
Oh, she's the best. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you
so much for hanging out with us.
You are awesome.
Even though we watched the wrong movie, I hope that you thought that this was entertaining.
I think this ended up being probably more entertaining, honestly. Anyway.
I do too. I mean, I apologize, and James doesn't know, but we are absolutely watching the first Mamma Mia. You have to.
No, we're not.
We need to answer these questions.
It's never happening.
James, the next series that we're going to do is...
What's the next series? I know we have Glitter in the future, by the way.
Oh, we do have Glitter because I bought the DVD.
Because it's hard to find streaming.
It was hard to find
a pile of shit.
No, it's beautiful. But we're going to do 50 Shades series. Sorry.
Oh, God, that's so gross. I don't want to do that.
So.
I don't want to do that.
Mamma Mia.
Ugh, Mamma Mia.
Here I go again.
Mamma Mia, go fuck off. Jesus
Mamma
Christ.
Mamma Mia. Go heigle yourselves.
Go heigle yourselves, everybody.
Ooh, you are the heigle queen.
All right, never mind.
Young and sweet, only 17.
Or maybe 35. We haven't figured it out yet. That's it. Go heigle yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.